Illinois lawmakers included $29 million in the upcoming state budget to make sure everyone is counted in the 2020 census. Mary Hansen talked with the Deputy Governor Saul Flores about how that money will be spent.
You founded Casa Norte, a nonprofit dedicated to addressing homelessness in Chicago, and you also ran for Congress. How does this experience prepare you to support census activities?
Back in 2010, serving as La Casa Norte's executive director, we actually participated in the census count, understanding how important it is that young people and families who are living in places not fit for human habitation got counted. And that meant having staff know where to go to count people, having trusted people to be able to touch young people and families on the streets or in shelters. And so I think back on that experience, understanding what are hard to count communities, what does it mean to partner with local nonprofits? And that's exactly what governor's administration intends to do in order to prepare for a successful census 2020 count in Illinois.
$29 million is a lot of money. What's the plan for spending this money?
So the vast majority of the $29 million is going to be spent directly in communities on the ground so that, again, we can work with trusted partners who can go out and meet hard-to-count population. For example, if it needs to be a homeless shelter, if it needs to be a senior center, if it needs to be an after-school program or a parent-teacher group, for example, or a cultural center or an immigrant group. And then about 10% or a little less than 10% is going to be spent directly on paid media. And that would include digital, radio, television, advertising, so that we can make Illinoisans aware of the coming census 2020 count. And then a very, very small portion of the money is going to be used to pay for the census office, which is a committed group of individuals who will be housed in the Department of Human Services.
Who will help decide how that money is spent?
First off, the governor's administration is going to be forming a census advisory panel. And the panel is going to be made up of 12 individuals from around the state of Illinois. That advisory panel will work with the Census Office and the Department of Human Services.
The Secretary of State's office already has the Illinois Complete Count Commission. How different will the makeup of the 12-person panel be from the Illinois Complete Count Commission?
We expect that there will be some members of that Complete Count Commission that may also come over as recommendations to the governor to be appointed to the panel.
Yeah, so why make a different group if we've already got a group in place?
We really want a group of folks who are really spearheading this new $29 million effort. That Complete Count Commission was focused on the dollars that were allocated under the previous administration and that were then directed to the Secretary of State's office. We want to take a fresh look and make sure that we're addressing hard-to-count populations.
The previous grants that the Secretary of State's office gave away, there was some concern that they didn't move fast enough with their $1.5 million in grants. We're now even closer to the census. How soon will we see this money being given out?
Our goal is to get a large percentage of the money out, more than half of it, by the early fall.
Governor Pritzker talked about funding for census activities, and he said this money will ensure that undocumented communities are engaged in a process they can trust and in a way that makes them feel safe. How do you go about building up that trust at a time when they're considering putting this citizenship question on the census?
Well, I think the first thing is, going back to the panel for a moment, we expect to have folks that have experience working with undocumented communities sitting on that panel, helping to advise the Census Office on how to approach and directly engage with those communities. We also have been talking and listening to stakeholders. We have lots of relationships with immigrant groups.
And so another concern with the census is there's a big push for it to be filled out online this year, which will make it more difficult for people in both small rural towns and also some parts of cities who don't have reliable internet access to participate. How do you plan to address those concerns?
Again, going back to the panel, we want to make sure that we have representation from those communities and from that perspective. So that is, we're looking at who do we fund, how do we reach rural communities who may not have internet or reliable internet access. So thinking about, you know, is it through their local school system, through their communities of faith? You know, how do we engage them in the places that we can find them? How do we use portable technology if that's appropriate? Again, wanting to make sure that we have their actual voices at the table and they're helping to inform what is the best way to count them.
That's Deputy Governor Saul Flores talking with our reporter, Mary Hansen.